ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय The paper was moved from here.
Six, right?
Okay. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 10, Text 11. श्रीबद्रायणीरुवाच एवं कृता व्यवसितो दध्यान् आतर्वणस्तनुं परे भगवती ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं सन्नयञ्जहौ श्रीबादरायणीरुवाच एवं कृता व्यवसितो दध्यन् आथर्वणस्तनुं परे भगवती ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं सन्नयं जहौ श्रीबादरायणीरुवाच एवं कृता व्यवसितो दध्यन् आतर्वणस्तनुं परे भगवती ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं सन्नयं जहौ श्रीपदरयनिरुवाच एवं कृताय व्यवसितो दध्यन् आतर्वणस्तनुं परे भगवती ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं सन्नयं जहौ श्रीपदरयनिरुवाच एवं कृत्वा व्यवसितो दध्यन् आतर्वणस्तनुं परे भगवति ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं सन्नयं जहौ Matajis? It's not Matajis. Okay. Shri Badarayani Uvacham. Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, Evam thus, Krita Vyavasita, making certain of what to do, in giving his body to the demigods, dadhyan dadhichit muni atharvanaha, the son of Atharva, tanum, his body, pare, to the supreme, bhagavati, personality of Godhead. Brahmani, the Supreme Brahman. Atmanam, himself, the spirit soul. Sannayan, offering. Jahau, gave up. Translation and poured by His divine grace, Abhay Charam Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, the Rishi Muni, the son of Atharva, thus resolved to give out his body to the service of the demigods. He placed himself, the spirit soul, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way gave up his gross material body made of five elements. Purport. As indicated by the words Pare Bhagavati Brahmani Atmanam Sannayan, Nadichi placed himself as a spirit soul at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, one may refer to the incident of Dhritarashtra's leaving his body, as described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhritarashtra analytically divided his gross material body into the five different elements of which it was made: earth, water, fire, air, and ether, and distributed them to the different reservoirs of these elements. In other words, he merged these five elements into the original Mahatattva. By identifying his material conception of life, he gradually separated his spirit soul from material connections, and placed himself at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The example given in this connection is that when an earthen pot is broken, the small portion of the sky within the pot is united with the large sky outside the pot. Mayavadi philosophers misunderstand this description of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Sri Ramanuja Swami, in his book Vedanta Tattvasar, has described that this merging of the soul means that after separating himself from the material body made of eight elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, false ego, mind, and intelligence, the individual soul engages himself in the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his eternal form, Ishvarah Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The material cause of these material elements absorbs the material body, and the spiritual soul assumes its original position. As described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiveda Swarupahaya Krishna Nityadas, the constitutional position of the living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. When one overcomes the material body through cultivation of spiritual knowledge and devotional service, one can revive his own position and thus engage in the service of the Lord. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Dadichi Muni, the son of Atharva, thus resolved to give up his body to the service of the demigods. He placed himself, the spirit soul, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way gave up his gross material body made of five elements. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patithanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, first of all, I would like to ask for blessings to the senior devotees, those devotees who I know and those who I don't know, to be inspired to say something of value, something that will have a meaning to the practice of our devotional service, our devotional practice. And I'm very grateful to be given the opportunity to speak about Krishna in this historical temple. Thank you very much. So the principle of a Krishna consciousness or spiritual life, to make it more general, is that we have to engage ourselves what we got, what we given in the service of the Lord. Right? It's connect our existence with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever we have by our karma, then we connect that to the Supreme Lord. And that becomes perfect. So, in this process, then devotional life starts, or spiritual life starts, when we understand that we are, first of all, we are the Atma, right? We understand that we are a spirit soul, that we are not a material body. This is the first lesson in to be understood in the development of a spiritual understanding. That is the first lesson. First, to understand that we are not our bodies. And that is very important. We as devotees, we have heard this many times, right? If we are devotees of many years of practice, then this is the lesson that we always hear, right? This is the one idea that is very common in every class, right? That we have to understand that we are not our body. But although it's the first lesson, it may be possible that we haven't realized that yet. And that is, in order to make further progress, to make a dynamic, progressive advancement in our practice, we have to realize this seriously, right? So, and realizing that means that we actually, our knowledge of that we are not our bodies, not a theoretical knowledge, it's not an information, it's something that you live. In other words, it's your value system. It's in your consciousness, not in the intellectual part, not in the intellectual part of your mind, but it's in the emotional side of your consciousness, right? Something that you are living, something that you perceive every day, that you understand that I am not this body, that I am a spirit soul. As a spirit soul, then what is my nature? My nature is that of being an eternal servant of Krishna, right? So it's something to be realized. It's something to value in practical, how you say, in a practical application. Something that you must feel. So, that is the first lesson. Then, when we understand that we are not our body, then the next step is to now engage in the activities of the spirit soul, which is devotional service, right? Bhakti yoga. It's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Mamana bhavat bhakto." Right? That is the eternal activity of the soul. The soul is supposed to be always Krishna conscious, 24 hours a day. It's supposed to be thinking about Krishna. And in that thinking about Krishna, it's not just thinking about Krishna, why are you thinking about Krishna, or what's your attitude when you think about Krishna? Right? Rupa Goswami makes the point that our devotional service, our devotional practice has to be favorable. Shouldn't be unfavorable. Right? Kamsa was also thinking about Krishna 24 hours a day. Right? But his thinking about him was not favorable. In other words, it wasn't based on love, wasn't based on an attraction, right? Based on sweetness. It was based on fear, right? So we have to be absorbing Krishna consciousness in a favorable way. so that we can experience spiritual happiness, we can experience Ananda. Otherwise, we will not. Right? Because we won't withdraw from Krishna that love. Right? If we meditate on Krishna, not based on love or attraction, then we will not withdraw from Krishna that potency of attraction or love. Right? So then, in our practice, then we understand that this has to be the mood of our service, that I'm doing it to please Krishna, that I want to develop that connection with Krishna, that affection, right? Something that I experience at every moment of my life, at every moment of my day, to make it more specific, right? That at every moment of my day I am experiencing Krishna, right? That Krishna is not something, you know, far out. Something that is, you know, Krishna is far out there. Something very difficult to reach. No. He can be very far away. But he can also be the closest. As the Upanishad says. Right? The Supreme Lord can be the farthest thing you can ever be. Or can also be the most intimate, right, element of your life. Depending on how you take it. Depending on how you see Krishna. Then Krishna will manifest like that. So then, specifically here in the verse, the principle of engaging our conditioned nature in the Lord's service. So there is a technical step by step process of how we can we can eliminate our mundane identity, right? There is a technical step-by-step process, but we can also do it straight away. We can follow both paths, both ways. We can do it step by step, as is indicated here, as Nadichi Muni did it, right? That he first, and that's how it was usually done, traditionally done by the sages in the past. Those who were very well educated in the art of, you know, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga. So the first, you know, element by element, you give each element back to the cosmic creation, right? One by one. So like that, you keep your mind, your consciousness in focus, right? And you, at the end, you give all the elements to the primeval element, material element, which is Mahatattva, which is Ahankar, this false ego, right? So, and like that, once you give, merge all the gross and subtle elements within the false ego, then you stay in a, in a pure existence. Then you are Brahmavid, right? You are Brahman. You are not mixed. So, this doesn't mean that you don't have a material body anymore. It means that you have gone through the process of of purifying your existence, right? You have gone through the process of giving back your material existence to Prakriti. Sajgurni Thaynataraj ki, Sridhar Rasvihari ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So, that means that you have, in a step-by-step process, you have given up your material identity, right? But it's the concept, that I am my material body that you give up, right? And then you can either continue to stay in your material body and then live as a liberated soul, or you can also give it up at that point. The point is to free our consciousness from that material identity, right? From the identity that I am this material body, and whatever is connected to my material body, that's also I and that's also mine, right? So the process is to be free from that. Then once you are free from that, then you can practice, and the devotional service starts, right? That's what we say, that Bhava, and the stage of Brahman realization. They are the same, right? At the stage of bhava, then you become free in a very, stable way, consistent way. You become free from your material identity, right? In anartha nivritti, your material identity is up to a great percentage. You become free from that, 60%. You become 60% free from your material identity. But to be, when you become stable in that kind, identity with the, as a spirit soul, becomes stable at the stage of bhava, then becomes a you, right? It's very much developed. So that is very important, because that's when devotional service actually starts in a very dynamic way. Before that, your practice of devotional service will be very much mixed, right? With jnana or with karma. There is a strong desire to, or there is a strong endeavor into understanding that I am not this material body, right? Understanding that the material situation, the material creation doesn't have anything to give me, that actually won't please me, what won't actually give me all the things that I'm looking for, right? So before that, in anartha nivritti, there is a strong endeavor to establish that, establish my the spiritual identity, right? So there is a lot of, we can say, jnana yoga is very, it's very much prominent, right? But it's also karma yoga, depending on what's our inclination, right? So then when it becomes clear that I am an eternal servant of the Lord, right? When to establish myself in that position is not the goal, but now the goal is to please Krishna, then the practice of devotional service becomes very dynamic, right? The practice stays as it is from the very beginning up to the very end, but the level of consciousness, the quality of your consciousness, might change. Right? It's going to change, right? Your experience of Krishna will be different, right? So then Srila Prabhupada concludes at the end of the verse. He says that when one overcomes the material body through cultivation of a spiritual knowledge and devotional service, one can revive his own position and thus engage in the service of the Lord. So then this overcoming this mundane identity, it is very important in the beginning of our devotional life. And we should take it very seriously. We tend to, as we mentioned in the beginning of the class, it's the first lesson. So because it is the first lesson, then we don't take it. So we don't give much care to that. But we take it as, I know my material body. I heard that many times. But then how do you experience actually? Is that part of your value system? In other words, when I speak, do I speak as someone who is free from that identity? When I practice my service, do I offer my service as someone who is free from that identity? When I take prasadam, when I chant japa, when I worship the deities, when I sing for the deities, when I dance for the deities, what's the attitude? What is the quality of that service? Right? Because that's what Krishna is taking. I think Krishna is taking your quality, your attitude, your mood. That's what Krishna takes from you. So how is that? Am I doing it as someone who actually has realized, deeply that, yes, I'm not my material body, that I'm eternal servant of Krishna? Or do I do it as, mechanically? Of course, that it doesn't have to be something that I am offering my service to the Lord, that I'm thinking that I the eternal spirit soul, I'm offering this to you. It's not what we're supposed to be thinking like that. But it has to be that now my existence, my level is that. that I understand that I am Atma. Right? We have to be Atmavit or Brahmavit. That means that we are acting in that platform. That means that to be Brahmavit of Tattvavit is not my goal. Right? But my goal is to please Krishna. Right? The platform of offering devotional service to Krishna is that of Tattvavit. Now I know Brahman. Right? I don't have to think of Aham Brahma as me. That's not anymore my practice. I know that I am a Brahman already. Now, in that platform, then I practice devotional service. Right? So, and this is something that we don't have to worry so much about this, you know, technical step-by-step process. You know? But the mercy of the Lord, we have been given a very straightforward, a very direct way of realizing this. Right? And Srila Prabhupada, in every single purport, in every second purport of his books, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, the small books, he's always talking about this. That's the process of chanting the holy name. The process of Sankirtan Yagya can, in a very natural, a straightforward way, bring one to that platform of understanding of cleaning the heart, right? And then in that platform, you know, serving Krishna with that affection. So, chetodarpana marjanam, right? That, the meaning of that is to be free from that mundane identity. To clean the heart means to clean ourselves from all those conceptions that I am, you know, controlling, the controller and enjoyer, right? That I am this material body. Right, that I am here to enjoy. That whatever I see, whatever I hear, whatever I can smell, is everything for me. Right? So the chanting of the holy names will purify us from that conception. That's the first thing that it gives. Right? And then it enables us to to experience the goal of having spiritual knowledge, which is what is prema ras, is bhakti, right? So the holy name enables us, prepares us, so that we can experience that nectar, right? That is, it happens that we're always looking for. That is what the Vedanta Sutra says when it speaks about the living entity being eternally looking, thirsty for ananda, right? Ananda mayobhihasat. Is that we're always looking for that ananda, right? So the holy name enables us to experience that rasa, right? So, but then, although the process is very simple, and anybody can do it, it's there for anybody. And although you don't need any material qualification, we have to do it, and we have to do it well, right? It's not just do it; we have to do it well. And this doing it well is doing it without offenses, doing it with the proper attitude. Proper attitude means that attitude which is free from offenses. Is that attitude of affection. Or if we don't have affection, then we're trying to have the affection for Krishna. When we chant the holy name, we try to feel the affection. And then that will purify us. And then the first thing that we will be able to understand is that we become free. Right? We become free from the material identity. And it's a process, it's a practice. Right? It's not something that will happen tomorrow or day after tomorrow. It can be. And Krishna wants it like that. If we are sincere enough, it's a gradual process. Right? Shanai Shanair. Right? It's not something, it's a gradual process. But we realize it with practice, consistent practice. But then we have to put our intention to it. Right? We shouldn't practice devotional service in a robotic, in a mechanic way. Right? We have to be very conscious. One of the qualities of a pure devotee is that he's very thoughtful. He's always thinking. He's always thinking on how I can make my practice of devotional service more perfect. And perfect means more free from false ego. Free, more, you know, far away from egoistic mentality or egoistic attitude. But more Krishna. Devotional service means that it's not me, it's Krishna. It's Krishna, his devotee, his paraphernalia. Right? So like that. Then we have to be very contemplative, very reflective, and always check the quality of my attitude, the quality of my intention, why I do what I do, right? Why am I doing this? This is what how you say, this is what categorizes our, the quality of our practice, or this is what classifies us within the ladder of devotional progress. What's the purpose of your activity? Why are you doing it? Why are you chanting the holy name? Why are you, you know, worshipping the deities? Why are you cooking for the deities? Right? Why are you doing that? Are you doing it to please Krishna, or are you doing it for something else? Right? So this, why am I doing it, is the most, is what Krishna is taking. Right? He's taking it, he takes that you're doing it because you want to please me. Yeah, I take that. This is what I take. Now, your devotion. This is what Krishna wants to take. Okay? Anybody has any question or comment? Or any correction? No? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Generally, you're talking about the intentions, how we are doing our services, whether we are doing it for Krishna or... So generally we see that external things are very easy to change. Like, whether it is dress or whether it is... even activities. But when it comes to intentions, that is like little tougher thing to change ourselves or change someone else's. So what is the like way by which we powerfully change that inclinations from very selfish inclinations to God-centered inclinations?
So what is the way? How is the way of changing our intentions? How do we improve our intention, or the attitude in our practice? By contemplation, by sincerity. When you are sincere, when you are a sincere practitioner, then you will naturally try to be very thoughtful and check yourself. Right? It's a process of it's a process of changing your heart, and only you can change it, right? The devotees are there to give support and to give knowledge, right? But the process of the homework is our homework, but we are responsible for our own mentality. So it's by ourselves, we checking up, we contemplate, we see, okay, I have this difficulty, I have this anartha, I have this desire, you know, I have to work with this because it's becoming an obstacle in my progress, in the development of my devotion for Krishna, in the development of my loving relationship with the devotees, right? So something that I have to work on. So it's by contemplation and practice, right? So you contemplate, and then you see, okay, I have to work on this, you know, I have to better this. And then you practice that, and then again you see what's the result, and you contemplate again, and you see how you have to fix it. What do you need to fix? And like that, slowly you become, you perfect your intention. So it's a process of purification. Like that. Any other question? Okay, so we will end here. Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.